Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio. Today, we're going to answer the question, what exactly is the Word of God? What is the Word of God? Because we're held accountable for how we treat the Word of God. So we need to know what it is, right? Now, understand that the Word of God is specifically inspired, we'll call it inspired words, right, that we count as scripture. That's where we start. So we want to start with the purest form of the Word of God before it gets muddled in, you know, the mixture of man's interpretations and philosophies, right? So we're going to start with simple truth, which is the Bible. Now, I am going to highly, strongly recommend to you the inspired version of the Bible. I think when you read it, you're just going to agree with me, okay? But if you want the most accurate version, the Tyndale Bible in English was the first version, and actually was the most correct version. And 70 to 80% of the King James Version is actually the Tyndale Bible. Tyndale, of course, was burned at the stake for translating the Bible into English by King Henry VIII. King Henry VIII later repented and actually placed Tyndale Bibles in the, throughout the Church of England so that the common man could read them. See, this is the thing. If you look at the history of societies, when the Word of God is available to the masses, the general public, that's when societies prosper. When the Word of God is taken away, then we end up with the Dark Ages. I don't care what period of time you're looking at. Even in modern times, look at countries where they don't have access to the Word of God, where it's forbidden for them to read the Word of God or to have or to study. They're stunted. The reason they're stunted is because they've literally cut themselves off from the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Revelator. So understand that the Word of God is given by the Holy Ghost through God's prophets, chosen prophets. Now, there's individuals that call themselves prophets, right? But the Savior said, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. For do men gather figs, right, of thorns? No. Or grapes of brambles? No." Long story short is that you'll know them by their fruits. So what are the fruits of the true prophets? Well, the fruits are the true Word of God. And by the way, if you read the Bible, you'll find out that pretty much the entire Old and New Testament testify Jesus Christ. So one of the ways that you can tell whether or not you're reading inspired words is that they will testify of Jesus Christ. So when you go through the Old Testament, what's it a testament of? Well, it's a testament that the Old Testament prophets knew Jesus Christ. They saw him in vision. They knew it was atonement. They knew it was resurrection. They knew that he was the only name under heaven whereby man can be saved. And you'll, as you study the Old Testament, you'll see it's clear. As you go through the book of Exodus, you'll see it's clear. Moses, when he went into the Passover, right? You're supposed to take a lamb without blemish. What does that mean? Well, it's symbolic of a man without sin. There's only one man without sin. That's Jesus Christ. And you're supposed to roast that lamb. Not boil it, but roast it by fire. When Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the sins of the world were laid on his head, he literally suffered so much that he bled great drops of blood. And basically, that's, again, symbolic when the lamb is roasted. And you're supposed to make sure that none of the bones are broken. Now, understand that when Romans crucified a man, they would go ahead and they would break the thigh bones and stick a spear in their side, just to make sure that they were dead. And basically, you were not allowed to break the bones of the Passover lamb. Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, no bones were broken. The soldier went to him and they found that he was already dead. In addition to that, you're supposed to take the blood of the lamb during the Passover. You're supposed to put it on the doorposts, one on the left, one on the right, symbolizing the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, where the nails were placed in his hands and in his wrists, right? And you're supposed to put blood above the door, symbolizing the crown of thorns that Jesus Christ wore on the cross. The point is, you can't help but read the Old Testament and recognize that it all points towards the Savior, towards Jesus Christ. Now that is what you can read in Exodus. Go into Psalms, where David prophesies, my old familiar friend, right? Basically will raise his hand against me. They shoot out the lips, they shake their heads, saying he trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him if he didn't trust in him. He goes on and talks about how they will part his robes, they part my robes, which they did. They parted Jesus Christ's robes. And he talks about how he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. It's all there in Psalms. It's all talking about Jesus Christ. Go into Isaiah. Start in chapter 40 and read on. And you'll read chapter 48, I believe it says, he was despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. Yea, he was despised and we esteemed him not. But he was bruised for our transgressions, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and through his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquities of us all. My friends, I'm telling you, everything that testifies of Jesus Christ, everything that testifies of Jesus Christ is of God. It's that simple. Everything that testifies of the truth of Jesus Christ is of God. Everything that testifies falsely about Jesus Christ is of the devil. Remember that even the demons knew who he was, and they testified of him, but he told them to shut up. They said, we know who thou art, the Christ. So false prophets will use the name of Jesus Christ to preach falsely. And by their fruits ye shall know them. What is that you desire? Are they looking for money? If they are, they've already had their reward, and they don't have the Spirit of God. Because Jesus Christ taught without charging people money. He never asked for money. In addition to that, he told his disciples to go forth and to preach without purse or script, literally relying on the goodness of the people. And if they should receive two coats, give one and cast it to the poor. Long story short, is they were supposed to be totally dependent upon the goodness of the people to provide for their needs. That's what apostles did. They literally preached the word of God throughout the world. That is what apostles are supposed to do. And they did it without purse or script because they needed to be reminded constantly that they were under the Lord's care and that he would take care of their needs. And he did. So, long story short, money is never part of the equation with the Word of God. Anyone that wants to sell you what they consider to be the Word of God, run. Don't walk. Run away. What else? Well, anybody that's looking for fame, they might receive a revelation from God, right? Next thing you know, because they like the fame, because they like the attention, right? They're starting to pop them out like they're popcorn, right? Again, run. Now, last but not least, you should be praying and asking the Lord whether or not someone has the Spirit, has the Holy Spirit, and whether or not that's they're speaking through the Holy Spirit. He'll let you know. Don't be deceived, my friends. Remember, there's tons of prophets out there, false prophets, that want nothing more than your money, your attention, and your praise. And they're not from God. And don't waste your time with them, because all they're going to do is leave you disappointed and frustrated. And of course, what I'm talking about is get back to the basics. Start with the Bible. Again, I strongly recommend the Inspired Version of the Bible. And read it. Start with the New Testament. Go to the Old Testament. Then go to Acts and read the letters of Paul and the letters of Peter and John and Jude. And just watch how it changes your life. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.